Is SEO dead? You hear this question all the time, right?
Oh, definitely.
Maybe you even feel it yourself. I
Yeah.
mean, with search results changing so much, AI pumping out content, and it's just feeling harder to get noticed. It makes you wonder, is optimizing for search engines even worth the hassle anymore?
Yeah, it's a feeling that comes from, seeing what's happening. The landscape is always shifting. What worked last year, maybe even last month.
Might not work today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, for this deep dive, we're going to try and cut through some of that noise. We'll unpack the source material. You shared this article, SEO's Evolution and Value in 2025.
Right.
Our mission, basically, is to take this article and see what it really says. Is SEO actually gone, or is it just changing? And, like, why does it still matter?
And this article, it does a pretty good job. It traces the whole journey of SEO, tackles those common reasons people think it's dead, and then it lays out, the value now and where it might be going. Think of this as your quick way to get up to speed on the state of SEO based on this one source.
It gives us a clear path then. Look at where it started, tackle the myths, see the value now, and maybe peek at the future.
Sounds like a plan.
So let's start at the beginning. According to the article, how did this whole SEO thing even kick off?
We're going way back, like the 1990s. The web was new, search engines were basic,
Right.
and the first attempts at ranking, pretty crude, actually. We're talking keyword stuffing, just repeating words over and
Oh,
over,
yeah, I remember that.
and building tons of links, often totally irrelevant ones.
Which, yeah, the article points out, made for a terrible user experience.
Yep.
Really low quality stuff.
Totally. It was about tricking the engines, not helping people find things.
So what changed?
Well, then came what the article calls the new era, late 90s, early 2000s, and the big player there was, of course, Google.
Right, Google's rise.
Yeah, Google basically changed the game. They started prioritizing relevance, good user experience, and they started penalizing all those old tricks.
Okay, so that takes us towards TOT now.
Pretty much. That shift leads into the present era, which the article says is really from about 2010 onwards. This is where the focus really shifted hard towards search engine guidelines.
So less tricks, more rules.
Kind of. It's about using keywords naturally within good, relevant content, avoiding, going overboard with optimization, and starting to think about user intent, especially with things like voice search becoming more common. What does the person really want?
Okay, so the algorithms got smarter. They're trying to understand the why behind the search.
Exactly. And looking ahead, the article hints that AI is going to be huge, not just in showing results, but maybe even in helping create the content that ranks. Personalization, too.
Right. Okay, so we've seen this evolution from like pure manipulation to relevance to understanding intent. But that question is still there. Why do people keep saying SEO is dead?
Yeah, it lingers.
The article admits, look, with AI content everywhere and these zero-click searches where you get the answer right on Google,
Right, without clicking through.
visibility feels different. Old tricks are useless. Quick wins are gone. But this is key. The article says it's not dead, it's metamorphosing.
That word metamorphosing is important. It's changing shape, not disappearing.
So, what are the specific reasons people feel this way? The article breaks it down, right?
It does, and it gives solutions. First, big reason, algorithm changes and SRP volatility, the search results pages just bouncing around.
Oh, yeah, the classic headache. You rank great one day.
Poof, gone the next after an update.
It feels totally unpredictable sometimes.
It can feel that way. But the article explains these updates aren't just random. They're trying to get better, at rewarding genuine, trustworthy content, stuff that actually helps.
Okay, so the fix isn't trying to game the next update, but fundamentally changing your approach.
Exactly. Create people-first content, stuff that genuinely helps your audience, and build credibility using these things search engines look for, especially EEA.
EET, right? Experience, expertise.
Authoritativeness and trust. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about showing you know your stuff and are reliable.
Okay.
And beyond that, the solution is, well, good foundational work, solid technical SEO, make sure your site actually works well.
Fast loading, mobile friendly, all that.
Right. Good on-page SEO, optimizing the pages themselves, getting good backlinks from other reputable sites, staying up to date, and crucially, only using white hat techniques. Ethical stuff.
No shady shortcuts. Got it. Okay, reason number two the article mentions.
AI-generated content, just the sheer volume of it.
Right. Tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, they can churn out text so fast.
And the concern is, does human-created stuff get drowned out, or does everything start sounding the same? Like
a robotic echo chamber, I think the article called it.
Exactly, if it lacks originality or, you know, actual human warmth. But the article stresses that search engines, and probably people too, still value originality, freshness, genuine expertise.
So the solution isn't no AI. Mm-hmm. It's using AI smartly.
Precisely. Use it as a tool for ideas, maybe outlines, research.
But then the human needs to come in.
Yes. Inject your own experience, your unique perspective, actual value. Use AI to enhance, not replace the human touch. Originality is still key.
Okay. Makes sense. What's the third reason?
The rise of zero-click searches.
Ah, right. Yeah. Where the answer pops up right there in the search results, like in a little box at the top.
Yep. Often in a featured snippet. The user gets the info they needed.
But they never actually visit your website.
Exactly. Which, if you created that content, feels...
Super frustrating. You did the work, gave the answer, got no traffic for it.
It can definitely feel that way. The article solution here acknowledges this is happening. You still need great content, maybe target more specific, longer search terms, long tail keywords.
Okay.
Optimize for those featured snippets if you can. But the really big thing here is building a strong brand.
So people know you and trust you outside of just finding you in a search click.
Exactly. They might search for your brand name directly or just recognize you as a reliable source.
Okay, that makes sense. Brand building as an indirect SEO tactic. Mm. What's the last reason the article gives for the SEO is dead talk?
This one's interesting. It's framed as a lack of expertise, knowledge, and guidance within the SEO field itself.
Meaning?
Yeah.
People doing SEO don't know what they're doing.
Sort of. It suggests that some people fail because they don't really understand how things work now. Like maybe they dismiss backlinks because algorithms changed, but they don't grasp the nuance of how backlinks still matter.
Ah, okay. So bad results come from outdated or incomplete knowledge.
Right. And that leads to people getting discouraged, maybe leaving the field or losing jobs even. They haven't adapted.
So the fix here is basically keep learning.
Pretty much. Learn from good, authentic sources, keep experimenting, testing things out, and develop a balanced approach. It's not just about content or just technical or just backlinks. It's the whole package.
Continuous learning and adaptation seems to be a theme.
Definitely. So if SEO isn't dead, just evolving,
yeah.
What's its actual value today? Why bother?
Good question.
The article argues very strongly, actually, that it's still absolutely central. It's about organic visibility getting found when people are actively looking for something.
Right. Not interrupting them like an ad, but being there when they search.
Exactly. And that drives traffic, builds trust over time.
The article had that comparison table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Organic SEO versus social versus paid search.
Yeah, that was helpful. It breaks down the differences.
Let's quickly recap that. Organic SEO is optimizing to rank naturally.
Without paying per click. Social search is being found within social media platforms. Paid search, or PPC, is buying those ad spots.
Cost-wise. Organic is mostly time and effort, not direct payment.
Right. Social can be free, unless you boost posts. Paid search, well, you pay per click, can get expensive.
Speed of results. Organic takes time. It's long-term.
Mm-hmm. Social can be fast if something takes off, but often short-lived. Paid is instant visibility.
And longevity kind of follows that. Organic results can last a long time once you earn them.
Social buzz fades. Paid ads stop the second the budget stops.
What about trust? That seemed like a key point.
Yeah. Organic is often seen as more credible because you earn the spot.
Right. It wasn't just bought.
Social trust comes from, like, community and personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
Paid ads. Well, users know their ads, though good targeting helps build trust too.
And finally, what are they best used for?
Okay, so the article says, organic SEO is great for building authority, getting steady leads, long-term traffic.
Right, the long game.
Social search, awesome for brand awareness, community building, engagement.
More about connection.
And paid search, best for quick leads, short sales pushes, very specific targeting.
Immediate impact. So that comparison really highlights SEO's unique strength, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That long-term sustainable visibility.
Absolutely. It's an investment. And the article points out this value shows up as long-term and measurable results. Unlike ads, SEO work keeps delivering value long after you've done it.
And you can track it, right, with tools like Google Analytics, which the article mentions. See what's working, what's not.
Data-driven growth.
Yeah.
It also hugely creates brand awareness.
How so?
Just by showing up repeatedly when people search for relevant things, you become familiar They start to trust you.
Like seeing a familiar shop on the high street.
Kind of, yeah. And if you provide genuinely helpful content, case studies, guides, videos, you build trust as a reliable source, not just someone selling something. It reinforces that EEAT stuff again.
Expertise, trustworthiness, authoritativeness.
Exactly. And there's a big advantage to starting early. The article calls it being first in race.
Getting a head start.
If you invest in SEO early, you build that presence, that authority. It creates an edge that's really hard for competitors to overcome later.
Okay, so the picture the article paints isn't doom and gloom at all. It's more like SEO is growing up.
That's a great way to put it. It's maturing. Search engines are smarter. Users know what they want.
And SEO has had to evolve to keep up.
Right. And the article lays out some key facts about this mature landscape.
Yeah.
Fact one, quality content is king. Search engines are focused on it.
They want to reward stuff that genuinely answers the user's question well, not just stuffed with keywords.
Precisely. Provide real value. Fact two, it's not just Google anymore.
Oh, right. Bing, DuckDuckGo, others.
Yeah. While Google is dominant, thinking about these other engines, which might have slightly different ways of ranking things.
To give you an edge or reach a different audience.
Exactly. Fact three, brand authority matters. A lot.
So being seen as a reputable, trustworthy brand actually helps you rank better.
Increasingly, yes. Search engines seem to prefer authoritative sources. So building your brand's reputation, putting out great content, engaging with people, it all feeds back into your SEO.
Interesting. What's fact four?
Niche focus. SEO is becoming more specialized.
So instead of trying to rank for everything, focus down.
Yeah. Become the go-to expert in a specific area. Address the very specific needs of a particular audience or location. It's easier to become trusted and rank well within that smaller pond.
Makes sense. Fact five.
The future is leaning towards personalization.
Meaning search results tailored just for me.
Increasingly, yes. Based on your past searches, your location, your behavior, search engines are trying to show you the most relevant results.
Wow. So future SEO needs to think about delivering content that fits that individual need. Maybe even dynamic content.
That's the implication. Highly relevant personalized experiences.
Okay. And the last one, fact six.
Search intent matters more than ever.
We touched on this. Understanding the why behind the search.
Exactly. Are they looking to buy something right now? Just gathering information, trying to find a local service?
Knowing that intent helps you create the right kind of content.
Yes. Content that actually satisfies the user's need. That helps you rank, keeps visitors happy, achieves your goals.
Okay, so pulling all these threads together, the article's final message seems pretty clear.
Yeah, I think so.
SEO in 2025 or whenever, it's not about the old tricks. It's not just algorithms and keywords anymore. It's about value.
Fundamentally, yes. It's getting the technical foundation right.
Mm-hmm.
Doing great work on your actual pages.
Mm-hmm.
And consistently creating content that feels real, human, and builds that trust.
The article calls it intelligent SEO, being found by the right people.
Generating that sustainable, long-term, organic traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And using data to see what works and improve.
It's not just about clicks anymore. It's building brand recognition, staying relevant.
And yeah, contributing to long-term growth, maybe even earnings. Those old ways, the article calls them SEO blockers.
Right. They hold you back now.
So this whole idea that SEO is dead, it really just means, well, SEO is maturing.
And the ones who adapt and mature with it,
yeah,
they're the ones who will succeed.
That really seems to be the core takeaway from this source. It's not dead. It's just different, more sophisticated, more value-driven. It demands adaptation, but the rewards are still significant.
So here's a thought for you, the listener, to maybe chew on. Building on what the article says about personalization and AI, as search gets better at tailoring results just for you based on your history, location, what it thinks you need, how does that change the whole idea of one single website being number one for everyone searching a general term?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. Does number one even mean the same thing if everyone sees something different?
Right. And if that's the shift, what does that mean for how you might discover information or find brands online in the future? Is it less about a universal top result and more about something else?
It definitely points towards a more dynamic, maybe more fragmented search world, depending on who's searching. You might find it interesting just thinking about your own online habits. Which parts of this discussion felt most relevant? Was it the user intent part, the EEAT idea, the focus on niches, something to consider?